Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you walking in the light or are you walking in darkness? I'm Charlene Steinkamp. In John chapter 12, verse 46, we read, I've come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. What a scripture of hope. Darkness can be removed by believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has paid the price for you and your spouse's salvation by shedding His blood on the cross. Let me say a prayer for you today. Lord, I pray that you will remove all darkness from this precious child of yours. Thank you, Lord, for touching this special child who is wanting their marriage restored and rebuilt on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. May you help them as they wait and pray for you to go and remove the darkness from their spouse's life. May you keep their light shining as they walk and wait in faith. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The light of Jesus shines in an evil and sinful world controlled by the enemy Satan. Jesus came to this world to be the light to the dark and dying world. Sin and darkness are considered normal in this world as the enemy is becoming bolder and more outspoken about all issues. For one example, think about television programming, what it was 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and now. I am shocked by the words and the programs that are now on the air, even at prime time, how our television programs influence the minds of our precious children and teenagers. The enemy wants to take captive you and your loved one's mind, but Jesus Christ died on the cross for all sinners to see the light and be set free from the prison of darkness. In Psalm 18, verse 28, we read, You, O Lord, keep my light burning. My God turns my darkness into light. Every week on Friday, I like to remind you to start praying for all the men of God, that they will speak the word of God boldly on the Lord's Day and call all the lost sheep home to their great shepherd. As said in Ezekiel 34, verse 16, He will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. Today and throughout this weekend, may you and I pray that the Holy Spirit will go and speak truth to each prodigal who is in spiritual darkness. Lord, may you shine your bright light of truth to show your prodigal the correct pathway of life, revealing the lies and deception they are in, and guiding them out of the darkness to the pathway home to you and to their family. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear Stander, pray that every prodigal will hear the Lord's voice saying, This is the way out of this darkness. Follow me. May each prodigal die to their carnal, sinful, fleshly desires and turn to their Lord Jesus Christ, opening their eyes which only see darkness. Set them free, Lord. Break the chains of the bondages of sins. In Colossians chapter 1, we read, For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord is the lighthouse for all His children. Look for the light. Stay away from all kinds of darkness that is tempting you, your spouse, and your children to fall into sin. Lord, may you bring many souls into a mighty harvest this Lord's Day for your glory, honor, and praise. Amen. In Psalm 107 we read, He brought them out of darkness and deepest gloom, and broke away their chains. May you remember this weekend that God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.